This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Privilege and honor to be with you today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm. It feels awesome. It's fabulous to participate in a radio forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here in the capacity of bringing information to you that you may not hear about or learn about anywhere else, and providing, hopefully, necessary and cogent commentary that you can use to improve upon your most precious possession, and that, of course, is your health. Now, a little bit later in the hour, we'll introduce you to our special guest. But if you're just tuning into the program today, I want to alert you to the fact that we have a health poll question on my website that I would love to have you give us an opinion of. Right now, the airlines are talking about some changes that may occur as it relates to the weight of patients and the weight of airline and jets in general. As you know, if you've been on an airplane recently, a lot of people like to bring their luggage, and their luggage is heavy. And the airlines are also saying that people are getting heavier, and it could create a safety risk to the general public, and they're about to change it. And here is the health poll question. For safety reasons, are you personally in favor of airlines weighing plus-sized passengers before boarding an aircraft? Yes or no? In other words, they're going to have scales. They're in the airport, and if they see somebody that looks like they're a little overweight or they're plus-sized, they're going to put them on the scale and find out if they are meeting whatever provisions, whatever limits that they have, and I suspect that if they're heavy over a certain level, they will be charged accordingly. So are you in favor of this? Yes or no? Vote on that on my website at drbob.com. drbob.com. And we'll have the results of that poll next week once we get our polling data. Right now, I wanted to finish something that I began talking about in hour number one of the show, and that is related to the concern that doctors are now having relative to the recommendations that were given early on in the pandemic about utilizing aspirin. And everybody knows that aspirin is a miracle drug to an extent, but We were told that rock-solid medical science exists related to helping people who develop COVID-19 disease and the severe adverse effects of it, including blood clots, that if they just were able to get a hold of soon enough simple aspirin, low-dose aspirin, it would reduce their risk of hospital admission and death. That was told to us based on information that I spoke about here on the show. I think it was back in March out of George Washington University. Well, fast forward this week to Oxford University, where scientists discover that giving aspirin does not bolster one's odds of reducing death. Here we have again another contradiction. More medical science you can't trust, where over-the-counter aspirin was told that that would certainly reduce admissions and death. We're now finding out not so much. Aspirin does not improve survival odds for COVID patients in hospitals. That's what a disappointing trial of this cheap, down and dirty blood thinner has been discovered. Giving critically ill COVID patients aspirin does not boost their odds of surviving the disease. A major study revealed. And when you see these two side by side, you say to yourself as a consumer, wait a minute. How can that possibly be? One study says it can, the other says it can't. Well, this is once more proof that hard science is math and hard science is not healthcare, more of soft science. Oxford University scientists hope that the cheap blood thinner, aspirin, would work because it cuts the risk of blood clots, a common and deadly complication of the virus. But results from the RECOVERY trial, one of the world's leading coronavirus studies, drug studies, have shot down the theory that other doctors have been peddling for quite some time with respect to aspirin cutting down that risk. Professor Peter Horby, one of the main researchers, also said there was no evidence that an infected patient was less likely to need a ventilator after taking aspirin. Just the opposite of what we were told back in March. This infectious disease expert from Oxford claimed there was a small increase in the likelihood of patients being discharged alive, but he said that this does not seem to be sufficient to justify its widespread use in patients hospitalized with COVID. The researchers have been hopeful that aspirin might work by cutting the risk of patients getting these dangerous blood clots, but the trial, which was randomized, tests potential treatments for hospitalized COVID patients, gave over 7,000 patients 150 milligram tablet each day for many, many months. It also monitored over 7,500 participants hospitalized with COVID who were not given the drug in the control group. The researchers found no evidence that aspirin reduced mortality. And, when you read this, and you have to track these kinds of things like I do to stay apprised of this for this radio show and obviously personally, because I want to know what works. It doesn't matter if it's natural or unnatural, because sooner or later there's going to be somebody in your circle, social circle, your family circle, your loved ones. Somebody's going to come down with some illness. COVID-19 may happen. It's happened in my family. Knock on wood, everybody who's had it, not all have had it, have survived on the protocol that I've been talking about on this radio show since, shortly after it was announced back in March. I think we started talking about it in March of 2020 and the protocols that were involved in it at that time are the same. They still work. This is a blow to the team's theory that reported way back in March that giving aspirin was a good thing. No, aspirin is a great drug, but aspirin causes bleeding. I mean, the blood clots, certainly, if you got one, maybe that'll help. But in this particular case, not so much. And yet we have plenty of information to suggest that if you can get to the public and talk to them about lifestyle and weight loss and exercise and eating more veggies and taking more vitamins, certain minerals, certain botanicals, you can reduce your risk of developing it. And if you get it, you can recover quite nicely and efficiently. That information's not getting out to the public. And hopefully this radio show and others like it can do that very thing to fill in the gaps. All right, our special guest coming up, Terry Lemeron. Stay tuned. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, I thank you for tuning into the program today. A special thank you to our regular listeners who continue to spread the word about this radio show through their social platforms, their friends, their co-workers, their family members, inviting them to tune into the show. That's fantastic. And, of course, you can do that. Most important place is the radio station you're listening to right now. There are over 220 radio stations that tune into this radio program on a weekly basis. And then, of course, nationwide and worldwide via live streaming audio right there on my personal website at drbob.com. So if you have somebody in your life, if they're out of state or out of earshot of this radio show, or maybe they're in another country, you can certainly invite them over to my site. There's live streaming audio there anywhere in the world if they have an internet hookup. If they have a smartphone, if they have a tablet, a laptop, a desktop, just log on to the site, drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor at the given time, and they can click on a button, and there they'll be able to hear the show live streaming audio. All right, we're going to turn our attention to, once again, helping you better understand how to take care of yourself and become your own best doctor most of the time. We are in troubled times here. Now, I know a lot of people are feeling pretty good about the fact that our society is starting to open up, and it looks like the COVID virus is starting to burn itself out. We're developing naturally acquired immunity, but you know, you really can't let your guard down. The minute you let your guard down, things can go real wrong. And we're hearing in the news, of course, all these concerns about variants related to germs. Viruses don't take vacation, folks. Neither do bacteria and parasites and all kinds of other things that can bring you down. You need to stay vigilant. You need to stay on top of your healthy lifestyle and your preventive measures to stay healthy and not get sick and continue to enjoy quality of life. And hopefully this radio show and others like it help to bring that information to you. And to that end, we've invited a special guest to join us. I'll introduce you to him in just a moment. But for those people who are on hold right now, we're going to ask you to call back next hour, Victor, Sally, Kevin, Ted, Robert, and let's see, that's Elizabeth. If you will please call back next hour, we'll try to get to as many open line health questions as we possibly can. All right, our special guest joining us is Terry Lemerand. He's a nutrition expert, author. He's also a radio health talk show host. He's the CEO of Terry Naturally Vitamins. We've asked Terry to join us today on the show to talk about the latest, greatest information you as a consumer need to know about how to protect yourself, how to bolster your immune system so that when, not if, but when those pesky viruses or germs or microbes come in your direction, which they will, you're ready for it. You're ready to fight the battle. You're ready to win the battle. And you're not caught with your guard down. With that, let us welcome back to the program Terry Lemerand. Terry, good day to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Bob. I really appreciate it, and I'm honored to be on with you today to help maybe change some people's lives.
That's the whole idea. I know that you, too, have a very active, very successful radio show. And before the end of this conversation, I want to make sure people can find out how to access that. But let's begin. It seems like every day there is another news story about another vitamin, another mineral to help boost our immune systems. And before getting into specific nutrients, what do you think are just some basic things that people need to know about, lifestyle choices people can make to keep their immune system strong, to take charge and be their own best doctors most of the time?
Well, first of all, I would say cut down on all sugar. Sugar undermines the immune system, and people don't realize that carbohydrates, those that are found in bread and pasta and crackers, cookies, pies, desserts, is still another form of sugar, because any carbohydrate, whether it is simple or complex, grains, flours, have to be broken down into sugar components to be metabolized by the body. So the American diet is about 80 to 90% carbohydrates, and the wrong fats, which undermine the immune system as well, such as omega-6 fatty acids rather than omega-3 fatty acids. And so we are constantly plaguing our immune system and undermining the immune system so that it is not working as the peak optimal function, and we are trying to, you know, as I always tell people, that our immune system is pretty much like an army. We have a military, we have an army, we have a navy that protects our country from foreign invasion. And the immune system is like an army that protects our body from foreign invasions of viral infection, bacterial infection, fungal infection. And it has the tools, like the army does, the weapons that can mount itself and then defend the body. And a vaccine does similarly to our own immune system. But we could do that very easily with natural supplements, the right vitamins and minerals, and also some botanical extracts that also have been shown to be multi-antimicrobial that defend us against the viral infection, bacterial infection, and fungal infection. So we have the equipment, we have the ability, but most people don't take advantage of building our own natural innate immune system so that it can defend our body from invasion.
You bring up such an important point, Terry, and that is that here sits one of the most dynamic and most powerful things known to man, the human immune system. All we need to do is just simply get out of its way and not sabotage it with our fork and spoon on a daily basis by ingesting these fast-acting processed foods. You alluded to it, the processed flours that are in pastries and desserts and candies and ice creams and all the things that we see on commercials all day long, you know, pitching people on it, especially inculcating children from the very early age of, like, as soon as they can, you know, see or hear commercials on television with sugary cereals, that the box themselves are healthier than what's in the box. And you also bring up the issue of fats. There's good and there's bad. I want to just back up a little bit and explore that just a little bit further. I think people can wrap their brain around the fact that sugar's bad for them, and they've heard that before, but they go, wait a minute, there's a difference between good fats and bad fats? What are you talking about? Now, you mentioned omega-6 fatty acids, the wrong kind. Can you tell people what to look out for, the names of what they're looking out for?
Well, the omega-6 fatty acids are found primarily in vegetable oils that have been highly refined and processed. And those like safflower seed oil, sunflower seed oil, peanut oil, canola oil, there's many oils that are unhealthy. And, of course, our ratio of omega-6 and omega-3 should be like 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 at the most. And because of the amount of soybean oil and corn oil and canola oil and all these other bad oils that are used primarily in making prepared foods and packaged foods, because they're inexpensive, they're cheap to use, they're refined and processed, so all the living vitamins and minerals have been refined out so they don't spoil as easy. But they do spoil because they're polyunsaturated, so that they're wide open to be oxygenated, so they spoil easily. And in the American diet, instead of having a 1-to-1 ratio or 2-to-1 ratio between omega-6 and omega-3, we're almost up to 30 times omega-6 fatty acids to omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-6 fatty acids are highly inflammatory. So that is another thing we have to be concerned about, is inflammation that we've seen in the COVID-19 inflammation, where
exactly
the storm that occurs from inflammation. So, you know, we're putting ourselves in such jeopardy by the diet. And I think the food can reverse.
All right, we'll come right back, Terry. If I'll have you hold your thought there, we'll be right back.
In pain relief, Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief, only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign of shoes? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for?
To this segment of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and remind you that next hour we have this week's features, the health alternative of the week, outrage of the week. We've got a product recall of the week to tell you about, the health mystery of the week, and a lot of other news, plus a health poll question over on my personal website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Here's the poll question. For safety reasons, are you in favor of what the airlines are talking about in weighing plus-sized passengers before they board aircrafts? Yes or no? We'll talk about the details behind that, but on its face, are you in favor of it? Are you in favor of having scales there at the airport? And when an airline personnel sees somebody that's overweight or plus size, they're going to put them on the scales and say whatever they say. They're either going to charge you extra or you're going to have to leave your luggage behind. I'm not sure exactly what they're up to, but we'll see what your opinion of it is. For safety reasons, are you in favor of airlines weighing plus-sized passengers before boarding an aircraft? Yes or no? You can vote on that on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Drbob.com. We'll have the results of that poll next week on the show. Our special guest, Terry Lemerand, he is a nutrition expert, author, health radio talk show host, CEO of Terry Naturally Vitamins, and as you can tell readily, when Terry speaks, he's a very knowledgeable individual as it relates to health, lifestyles, nutrition. And Terry shares the latest health and nutrition news every week on his very popular radio show. You'll be able to discover the best paths to good health with natural ingredients that outperform synthetic drugs without the side effects associated with it. Check it out, TerryTalksNutrition.com. His radio show airs on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is your opportunity to expand your health knowledge by tuning into his show as well. TerryTalksNutrition.com. Is that the best way, Terry, where people can actually listen to your radio show?
Yes, it's locally broadcasted in the Green Bay, Wisconsin market, but it's also live streamed to my website, which you mentioned, TerryTalksNutrition.com. Mm-hmm. And the show actually is aired at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 to 9.
Oh, 8 to 9, okay.
But, you know, by adjusting your times, you can listen live on my website. Or go to the website archive section of the radio show, and you can listen up to any one of the shows that you prefer to listen to. And there are archives there for you. My newsletter is archived there. We have a weekly newsletter that anyone can subscribe to free of charge. Otherwise, they can read all the newsletters that are archived on that e-newsletter archive section as well.
Okay, great. Now, as you were talking, and I apologize for the last segment there, we kind of got cut off. The music strums in. We never know when it's coming, but it comes hard and fast, and we got to bail when it happens. But you started to talk about these oils that are typically found in the kitchens of Americans all over the United States, not realizing that so many of these vegetable oils that they're using within their cooking, within their diets, are not good for them. You mentioned soy, corn, canola, sunflower, safflower. And some people listening to this radio show are clued into that because they've been listening to it for some time and they realize the better options are coconut oil and avocado oil and cold pressed virgin olive oil. But most people might be saying something to the effect, Terry, that, I got rid of those years ago. But yet, when they go out to a restaurant to eat, I can assure them that they're not using the good oils in the foods that they're cooking at most of the commercial restaurants that Americans eat out at. So we still need to protect ourselves, not realizing we're being exposed to those inflammatory oils, correct?
That's correct, too, Bob. But most people can't avoid it. And if they're going to eat out, they're going to get some of those, which mm-hmm. we can't avoid.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to take maybe something like a supplement that's an antioxidant, like a grapeseed extract or maybe like curcumin or CoQ10 that are very powerful antioxidants, or even melatonin, which is a very, very powerful antioxidant, and use these in order to correct the damage that's being done or prevent the damage being done by these oils that are, of course, most restaurants ought to use them because they're cheap oils. They
right.
get by with a lot of inexpensive oils rather than using really the good quality oils like extra virgin olive oil and canola, and avocado oil. Even macadamia nut oil is a very good oil.
Mm-hmm.
And walnut oil is a very good oil to use. So there's really some good oils that we can use to get the benefits from the monounsaturated fatty acids and a good ratio of the omega-3 to the omega-6 fatty acids.
Exactly. And folks, these are readily available, the oils that Terry is talking about, the macadamia, the walnut, flax, you've got the coconut, the cold-pressed virgin olive oil, all of that's available in finer health and grocery stores. You just have to go look for them and start using them. And some of you may not be used to it and might be saying, well, I wonder if I'm going to like the taste. Well, let me tell you something. Once you start consuming healthier oils, your food actually tastes better. You're not dealing with the rancidity that you typically find when you crack open the lid of these other polyunsaturated fats that we listed, the canola, the corn, the soy, the safflower, sunflower. The rancidity of those just about knocks me over these days, Terry, when you smell it. Especially if somebody, they offer you something, and before you can even bring it to your nose, you already have the fumes of the rancidity of the oils hitting you and affecting you.
They turn rancid very easily, whereas the good oils, like olive oil or macadamia nut oil, these have a very high smoke point, which is a great benefit. You can cook with them without damaging the oils and causing more acidity and more rancidity. And they also are very stable. You can keep the olive oil up to 2 years on your shelf. Just avoid heat or avoid oxidation. Don't expose it to air. It doesn't need refrigeration. These are really good quality oils. In fact, food is our best medicine. But to me, olive oil is the best medicine. I take it as a medicine. I don't take it as a food. I take it 3 or 4 tablespoons a day just to have the benefits of these natural oils that are really excellent for us, because we need essential fatty acids. We need essential proteins or amino acids. We don't need, because there is no essential carbohydrates or sugar.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, and I think that a lot of people, you know, they don't realize that when they're consuming these oils and they're destroying and overutilizing the antioxidants of taking in their food, that if they would just pull back on these oils, they wouldn't burn up their antioxidants in trying to quash the effects of these oils that are damaging their body with those free radicals. All right, so Terry, what do you think are the most important nutrients? I'm going to ask you to just think about that during this next break. What are the most important nutrients for the immune system that our listeners today should know about, should be on their A1 list that they can utilize for themselves and their families? We'll have that answer from Terry Lemeron when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95-milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll-free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll-free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program and telling others to do the very same thing. We're here each and every week, same time, same place. And the extension of this radio show is my personal website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. Our special guest this hour is Terry Lemeron. He is a nutrition expert, author, health radio talk show host, and the CEO of Terry Naturally Vitamins. You can check out his great work and a whole lot of nutritional knowledge and information waiting for you to access over at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. You want to learn more about his radio show, go to TerryTalksNutrition.com, TerryTalksNutrition.com. Now, before we took the break, I asked Terry to give us a basic list of nutrients that listeners can benefit by as it relates to supporting a strong immune system response. And I'll let you take it from there, Terry.
All right. Well, I really like a couple of herbs that I think can be put into the protocol to build up the immune system and reverse any kind of infection, especially upper respiratory tract infection. And the first one is andrographis, A-N-D-R-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-S. Andrographis, in fact, it is now recognized by several countries around the world as one of the leading ways to build the immune system and also for COVID-19 reversal and killing off the virus. In fact, in Thailand, the government there has indicated that their citizens should start using andrographis. Also in China, they're doing additional research on andrographis. And I recently spent a couple of weeks in the Maldives. And in our room at the resort we were at, there was a poster put up in the room that said that you can come to the office and you could get a bottle of andrographis because we want our guests to be well protected against the virus.
Nice.
That is one of my favorite ones. It's antiviral, cold and flu, viral infection, bacterial infection, very, very effective. It's called the king of the bitters. It's a very, very bitter herb. The other one is propolis. The bees use propolis to keep their hive sterile from infection or from viral invasion or for any kind of other invasion. So propolis and andrographis are my two favorite. There's also a surprise multifunctional molecule, and that's melatonin. And I think most people regard melatonin as a sleep aid, and of course it is. But with 28,000 studies on melatonin and how it can actually destroy the virus, the COVID-19 viral infection. It has many, many other functions. It's one of the most versatile, most powerful, multifunctional molecule that I know. Tremendous amount of research that supports it. But then again, if you look through any medical textbook, we need certain vitamins and minerals. In fact, we need four vitamins and two minerals to maintain a healthy, functioning immune system, and that's vitamin A, fights infection, vitamin D3, fights infection, vitamin E, and vitamin C. Those are the four vitamins any biochemist, anyone who studies the immune system in textbooks around the country will show that those vitamins are necessary for a healthy immune system. Mm-hmm. So while you can take andrographis and you can take propolis or melatonin, it would be much better to make sure that you have the right vitamins that support the immune system and makes it healthy, because we need vitamins and minerals. We don't necessarily need herbal medicines. Let's mm-hmm. keep the immune system strong by the right vitamins. And then there are two minerals, zinc and selenium, which are all very powerful for the immune system. So I use a combination for my immune system because I have chosen not to be vaccinated. And I want to go along with nature and let nature dictate how to build my immune system. So I make sure I get the four vitamins and the two minerals. And then I also topped it off with some extra andrographis and some propolis every day. And, I can't tell the outcome. I can't tell the outcome for everybody else. But it has kept my immune system in very good shape, good health. And I have resisted any kind of viral infection, cold or flu, for several years with my little protocol.
And that says a lot with your busy travel schedule and the amount of people that you come in contact with. And I think it'll give people hope that, you know, as our society opens up and the masks mandates change and so forth and people start to move about, you know, a lot of people have intrepidation about, you know, their risk ratio. And now at least they can have some level of hope that if they can bring those basic nutrients into their diet, both eating them through a proper lifestyle and food choices, and taking specific supplements to aid in the gaps where they otherwise may not be able to receive those through their foods. And obviously in the case of the andrographis paniculata and the propolis and the melatonin, that may not be on the table with most people, but it can be. Now, when they go, when a person, a consumer goes to the health food store and tries to find these, I want to help direct them to the Terry Naturally Vitamins brand, if we can, to make sure they're getting quality products. What are the names specifically that they'd be looking for in terms of the andrographis product, Terry?
Well, the andrographis is called EP, like Edward Paul, 80. And actually, there are four or five studies now have been done at Baylor University and at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles on that particular product for research on cancer, and it's amazing. It's the most powerful. In fact, it kills off tumors. If you put together a combination,
all right, Terry, we'll come back. We'll come back and get the specifics right after this. Stay with us.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. O'Hara's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was told when I get older, all my fears will shrink. But now I'm insecure, and I care what people think.
Life is blurry, nice and dark. Care what you think.
All right, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stick around because next hour I'm going to be talking about a diet that's most likely to help inflammatory bowel disease. We're talking about Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, all those symptoms that are terrible that people suffer from over 1.5 million Americans suffer from on a regular basis. We'll talk about a study conducted at Zucker School of Medicine in New York, evaluating two different diets for Crohn's disease. We'll get into that next hour, plus a lot of other features. Stick around. Our special guest this segment of the show is Terry Lemerand. He is a nutrition expert, author, and radio talk show host, and the CEO of Terry Naturally Vitamins. And you can check out his great website at terrynaturallyvitamins.com. You'll also notice when you're in health food stores nationwide, the brand is there, Terry Naturally Vitamins. He's got a great radio show and a podcast at terrytalksnutrition.com, terrytalksnutrition.com. Now, we just have a few minutes left in the program, Terry, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to finish the conversation we're having, and then I'm going to ask you about kids, children using natural medicines, about the safety and the efficacy for kids.
Well, adagrasis is very safe. In fact, I would give it to a child over 6 years of age. There is no problem. There are really, really no side effects, no adverse events that I've ever seen. I scoured the research. It's been pretty accurate. Propolis is really, really very safe. In fact, you could give it to the smallest infant possible by maybe just putting a little bit on their tongue. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful for ear infection, which is something that plagues children. And the side effects of the treatment of ear infection is not what mothers and fathers want to see. And propolis is so effective. I've given it to, suggested it to parents, and one parent that was having two children, 2 and 4 years of age, constantly going to the doctor for upper respiratory infection, colon flu, and always ear infection, and started on about 50 milligrams. You don't need very much for a child, 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams of propolis. And within the next couple of years, they had never gone back to the physician again because it is such a wonderful product for viral infection and bacterial infection.
And in the Terry Naturally Vitamins line, what was the propolis product called specifically that they'd be looking for?
Well, we just did a study on propolis EP300, and that was for upper respiratory tract infection and was very highly effective and successful for that type of infection. So I think that's a very safe way to take it without any side effects or risk of adverse events.
Okay, fantastic. Terry, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. We could go on for hours with you, and we look forward to having you back on the show in the very near future, sir.
I would love to anytime. I'd be honored to.
All right, keep up the great work, and have a great rest of the weekend, sir.
And you too, Dr. Bob.
All right, thank you. Bye. All right. Terry Lemerand, Terry Talks Nutrition, and Terry Naturally Vitamins. Check them out the next time you're in the health food store. We'll be right back. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.